With literally hours remaining before Donald Trump's assets and properties would be seized by E. Jean Carroll in the defamation case where Donald Trump was hit with an $83.3 million verdict, Donald Trump managed to post a supersedious bond in the amount of $91 million. He did not do it with his own cash. He needed a bonding company to basically bail him out here. He got a bond from a company called Federal Insurance Company. You may know that as the name it does business as, which is Chubb. I think a lot of questions are raising, why would you offer a supersedious bond in a case with an adjudicated rapist like this, in a case involving defamation? But let me show you the filings and then let me explain to you the process here about how a supersedious bond works. But again, Donald Trump not posting his own $91 million, a company called Federal Insurance Company became the surety. They posted the bond on behalf of the principal here, Donald Trump. Donald Trump would have to basically pay a non-refundable premium secured by his assets. And ultimately, after the appeal, which Donald Trump also noticed as well to the Second Circuit, if Donald Trump did not make the payment of the $83.3 million with the post and pre-judgment interest, then Federal Insurance Company would be allowed to seize Donald Trump's assets. And they have obviously, as part of the deal, something secured with one of his properties or some other type of asset in order to do this. But Donald Trump did not post the cash himself. And so all of that whining that Donald Trump did to federal judge Lewis Kaplan, that he needed more time, he needed this, it was really Donald Trump was so cheap that he didn't want to even have to pay the non-refundable premium to ultimately secure the supersedious bond, which was posted. What that means is that the judgment now is stayed. E. Jean Carroll cannot seize his assets, cannot take over his properties, and now the case goes on appeal. But at the end of the day, if E. Jean Carroll prevails in the appeal, which we think she will, she'll be entitled to get that, you know, with post and pre-judgment interest. $91 million will go right into her account from the bond that's now been posted. And if Donald Trump ultimately doesn't put up the money, then Federal Insurance Company can seize Donald Trump's assets. That's the process that is currently taking place. So let's just take a look at what was filed. So first, there was a notice of appeal that was filed by Alina Habba and John Sauer. Notice is hereby given that defendant Donald Trump appeals to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit from judgment entered in this action, dated February 8th. That's why we were just, you know, literally 24 hours away from these assets being seized, awarding plaintiff compensatory and punitive damages totaling $83.3 million, and from all adverse orders, rulings, decrees, decisions, opinions, memoranda, conclusions, findings of law leading to and merged with, including the final judgment by the Honorable United States District Judge Lewis Kaplan. Then another filing took place, and this was the declaration of Alina Habba, and this was the posting of the supersedious bond. And it's a declaration that Alina Habba says, I'm the managing partner of the Habba Law Firm in the above captioned matter. I submit this declaration in support of the instant motion for an order recognizing the supersedious bond obtained by Donald Trump in the amount of $91.6 million and approve it as conforming to the requirements in Federal Rule 62, which will stay the enforcement of the judgment if a bond that is, you know, equal to the judgment plus certain amount of interest is posted. And Alina Habba says, and requests that this be approved as conforming to the requirements under the law. She goes on to say, on February 8th, 2024, this court entered judgment awarding plaintiff damages in the amount of $83.3 million. Donald Trump filed a notice of appeal on March 8th, 2024. You just saw the notice of appeal. Pursuant to Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 62, Trump has obtained a supersedious bond issued by Federal Insurance Company in the sum of $91.6 million. A true and accurate copy of the supersedious bond is annexed hereto as Exhibit A. Federal rules of civil procedure provide the posting of a bond or other security to stay the execution of the judgment. Approval of the bond by this court is requisite to formalize stay enforcement as the bond secures Trump's monetary obligations under the judgment and serves as a guarantee for the satisfaction of the same. Trump respectfully requests that this court recognize the supersedious bond obtained by Donald Trump in the amount of $91.6 million and approve it as adequate and sufficient to stay the enforcement of the judgment. And that's signed by Alina Haba. Have you heard of Boncharge? Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. But my favorite product from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. The infrared sauna blanket works wonders. It has for me, and I know it will for you as well. The sauna blanket works by raising heart rate to that of physical exercise, so it burns calories while you relax. You can burn up to 600 calories in just one session. Sweating helps flush out those heavy metals and other toxins, and the infrared heat elevates your heart rate while relaxing, which releases endorphins and can leave you feeling euphoric after your session. It works by using infrared light, which heats the body directly rather than the air around you like a traditional sauna. This means you get the same benefits at a lower heat. You also do not need to have your head in the heat like a traditional sauna. It's so easy to set up. It takes less than a minute to set up, in fact, and it heats up rapidly. Enjoy a session for 30 to 40 minutes while relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating, whatever you'd like. I've tried other products, but they simply don't work nearly as well as Boncharge. Boncharge infrared sauna is easy to clean up. It heats up quickly. It's super simple to use, and the lightweight design makes it perfect. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time and has free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. And it comes with a 12-month warranty. So here's what you got to do. Go to boncharge.com/Midas and use the coupon code Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/Midas and use the coupon code Midas to save 15%. Here's the next document. This is the supersedious bond terms itself. And if you look at this, it talks about how defendant Donald Trump, notice here, the language is different because in the supersedious bond, there's not going to be this kind of, you know, president this, president that. I mean, this is what's supposed to be the contract binding Donald Trump to have to pay back this $91.6 million. And it would be secured by certain assets. And Donald Trump would have had to pay Chubb or Federal Insurance a non-refundable premium, perhaps, you know, around 10% or more, but usually around kind of 10% that Trump will never get back. And then, of course, if the bond is, ultimately at the end of the appeal process, Federal Insurance, the surety, will get its total money back, and then it will have made the 10, in theory, it will have made the 10% non-refundable premium plus the full posted bond amount. That's why, you know, you would do this, and then you would secure it usually by some assets. But with Trump, you know, he's known to not pay and file lawsuits against all these entities. So, I mean, good luck with that. Then it just says, known by all present here, defendant Donald Trump as principal and Federal Insurance Company, a corporation authorized to transact business in the state of New York, are held and firmly bound onto plaintiff E. Jean Carroll in the maximum amount of 91 $0.6 million for the payment, of which well and truly be made, we bind ourselves and our representatives and executors to, whereas the principal has petitioned and will petition the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Now, therefore, the conditions of this obligation such that one, the judgment is vacated, reversed upon disposition of the appeal by the Court of Appeals, or two, the appeal is withdrawn or dismissed and the principal pays and satisfies the judgment in full, or three, the judgment is affirmed upon disposition of the appeal, four, the judgment is modified upon the disposition of the appeal. It goes on to say that this bond and the obligations hereunder shall apply based on the respective terms, notwithstanding anything set forth in the bond or the judgment that is or may be construed to the contrary, the maximum liability of the surety under the bond shall not exceed the maximum penal sum set forth above, less any amounts paid by or on behalf of the principal to the obligee under the judgment or any modified judgment, regardless of the number of years this bond is in force or the obligations or principal obligations under the judgment or any modified judgment. And then it gives the notices, it gives Trump's address, and it gives the address of the surety. So an interesting development that Trump not posting his own cash, putting up this non-refundable amount that would be the premium, securing this bond. Interesting that the bonding company would provide this money and the implications around it, but wanted to give you that update. And so next the question becomes, with the New York Attorney General civil fraud judgment there, we're talking about $464 million. Is Trump going to be able to get a surety bond there and have to put up the, non-refundable premium amounts there, which would be significantly higher than here. So anyway, we'll keep you updated as we learn more, but I wanted to give you those details. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Thanks for watching.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.